Let's head back down to field level, and Jake Retzlaff is going to put the headset on and quickly join us for a couple of words as our last player on the field. Jake, is great to take the time and do this at the end of this long night. And Jake, Greg, and Hans upstairs, we've talked to you in many high moments and a couple of low ones as well. This falls in the latter category, but all is not lost, and you know that, and this team knows that, and you get to pick up and get yourself back where you want to be just next week. But your thoughts on tonight?
Yeah, we just didn't execute like we wanted to. But like you said, we got a really good football team. We're going to know the details of it in film tomorrow and then attack next week. We'll attack next week with a different urgency. I believe that this team, what we did this offseason so well is we took the bitterness of last season and we brought it into the offseason and had a lot of urgency. And I just believe that we're going to do that next week, and we're going to come out with a different fire down in Arizona. We're excited for that contest, and we're excited to get back to it, because the best way to just deal with a loss like this, a tough one like this, is just get back to work and be process-oriented, which this team is and what we do a good job of.
So, Jake, let's just go into that 4th and 11. You see Chase Roberts in the slot. Chase did mention that he's read number one. Walk us through what you were seeing and what you were thinking on that 4th and 11 attempt.
Yeah, Chase is awesome. He makes a lot of great plays. He's a bigger body receiver, so even when he looks covered, he's not. I think he showed that with that catch there. It's unfortunate that it was just short. Got to give the defense credit, man, that the backer dropped right underneath it to stuff him. I think if it's one safety, Chase might fight through that, but the second defender kind of made that happen. And to come up, you know, half a yard short, a yard short, whatever it was, is tough, obviously. It just goes back to the little things that we got to do better. We were backed up. It was a 4th and 11. It should have been 4th and 6.
Yeah.
And I loved our 4th and 6 play call. It was going to be a touchdown in my opinion. So, the little things, we got to get back in the film room, got to get back in the practice field and clean up all that stuff and come out with a different type of fire next weekend.
Now, on a night with only 2 penalties for BYU, that was one of the 2.
Yeah. I mean, 2 penalties, but there's just a lot of things that we didn't do well enough that didn't look like penalties, obviously, but they're just stuff that, I mean, we do really well. And so to come up short like this tonight is just going to be a lot of great motivation for us next week, and we're excited for that next opportunity. You know, we got to take this as it is, and that's the thing about wins and losses and good stuff and bad stuff. You just got to take it as it goes and just keep moving forward. And so this team's going to, I got a lot of faith that this team's going to be really good at that, and I'm just excited to get back to practice next week, because I know the energy is going to be there, and put this one behind us.
Right before halftime, you like the matchup with Tava in that right corner?
Yeah, we got the zero look. He had no help over top there, and so I just threw the ball. Poor ball. It was just unfortunate play on my part, and I just, you know, in a situation like that, you got to be careful with the football. You're already in scoring position. We had a minute or 50 seconds or something like that. So we just got to be better with the football there, and that's on me. And there's a lot of stuff. That's probably the play that sticks out the most. That might be the one I might think about more than others, because it's a turnover, and turnovers is usually decides games. And so, we're just going to, like I said, we got to get back in the film room, clean up all the mistakes, and then attack the practice field next week.
So, Jake, you get your center back in Connor Pay, and you lose Braden Kime. So you get one and you give one. How did Jada play for you in this game?
Man, I thought Jada played well. You know, Jada's type of guy is going to play his tail off no matter what. And him coming at this time of year, being able to preserve his redshirt so he can come back for us next year is going to be awesome. But, man, he went in there, battled. I think he had his entire jersey was full of blue at one point, because he was just all over the place trying to make plays for the guys and try to get out front for those running backs. And we use our tackles a lot, especially with that speed option game. So I thought he did a great job tonight, and I'm proud of him for that.
The perfect season is great, and you want to stay undefeated as long as you possibly can. But the reality is everyone loses games. It looks like it's tough to get through a season undefeated. And you're trying for a Big 12 championship. You're trying to get to the playoff, and all those things you had in mind are still right in front of you, right?
Yeah, that's the nice thing about, you know, this situation. Big 12 is a tough conference, so getting out undefeated is really, really difficult, and nobody has, right? And so I think we're still atop, and we still have a great chance next week to go in and control our own destiny. We have a chance to go punch our ticket, and so that comes with, you know, some responsibility in our hands, and we can't ask for a better situation than to be, you know, in the driver's seat of our own destiny. And guys, we're gonna, that'll be talked about a little bit, but at the same time, the destiny starts with the process, and the process starts with getting ready for next week, and next week's win is the number one thing going to be on our mind.
Jake, were they running a spy on you? Because it felt like every time you kept, there was somebody right there to contain.
Yeah, the backers did a good job kind of staying attached to the box, so whenever I tried to take off, they were there. I don't know if it was a spy stuff. I know that they're, you know, these defenses, this new style of pass rush is where they pass rush, and if they don't win their pass rush moves, now they're trying to get the quarterback when he scrambles and kind of contain him in the pocket. And yep. They did a good job of that. I mean, they're having eyes in the backfield is a strength for the D tackles and the D linemen. It's like if they don't win their pass rush, they're looking for me to scramble. And, you know, there's a couple plays downfield where there was some really good coverage, and I was looking for a way out of there. And usually, you know, you guys have seen me run down the field for big gains in that case, and they did a good job containing tonight and just getting in the way of that.
Did they run a majority of zone against you?
Yeah, they ran a lot of zone. But, yeah, I mean, and we had a lot of plays to beat zone. I think that team is well coached, and they have their identity. They run that zone. They run that quarters. They run that cover three, a little bit of one, some man stuff, especially when you get down to the red zone, you get a lot of man stuff. And so with pressure and, you know, man, it's just frustrating because we had that game in our hands, and we spotted them that one.
Hey, just for my curiosity, because Greg and I were watching from up here, and there was a throw to Lassiter on an out. It would have been a pretty deep throw, and it was underthrown. Was that ball batted at the line of scrimmage?
No, it wasn't. That was just me getting antsy with the ball in the pocket and just trying to get it out early. And then Lassiter, you know, he did a good job pushing vertical on his route and to get separation there. And so I was just early with the throw, and that's what happened. I mean, me and him have been – you guys have seen us complete that ball how many times?
A thousand.
But that's the way the game went today, man. There's so many plays where I could pull up. I mean, the deep ball on the first third down, I overthrow Keelan. Like, you've seen us make that throw. And then I overthrew Darius on the next drive after that. Like, it's just little stuff like that, man, we've been making those plays all year. We didn't make them tonight. And so it's about getting back and getting those dialed up and executing that stuff next week.
I know you're super eager to get back to work. We can hear it in your voice, Jake, and I know that you and the guys will be ready to roll in Tempe. Appreciate you.
Go get them, bud.
Thanks, guys.